7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. I'm joined on the line now by Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, about last night's P&Z meeting. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Tell us about the first item on the agenda was Desegregate Connecticut before P&Z. How did that go?
Yeah, so the special interest group Desegregate Connecticut has been reaching out, doing some public outreach because they're sponsoring a bill called Work, Live, Ride. It's a housing concept related to transit-oriented development where they want to have the minimum density around certain transit centers in the state of Connecticut to have to be anywhere from 15 to 30 units per acre. And they asked to come and speak to the commission to just present their concept before it goes to the House and in their hopes of being possibly a bill to be considered on the floor. So it was an hour plus long conversation, just talking about their ideas and strategies and why they came up with some of the concepts that they are putting forth. We had a lot of good comments from the commission about some of the just the difficulties in that type of density in built out communities, especially in Southwest Connecticut, one of which is obviously Greenwich. We got a lot of public comment as well. We had probably over 190 people listening on the meeting call, so a lot of interest in what Desegregate was presenting. And so the commission didn't vote on it. It's not a voting item, but it was just an informational little discussion back and forth. Where the commission didn't decide what to do next regarding the legislation if it does actually make it to any sort of public hearing with the State House.
All right. Not well received, would you say? That would be the kind of overall from commissioners and the public?
Well, I think the concept on paper is daunting one, but it's not based in some sort of vacuum. There are some ideas there that we understand, and to be quite frank, a lot of towns, including ours, have some of those concepts already in the zoning regulations, just maybe not at that density. So there's always the fear, right, of bringing in high rises, et cetera, that type of concept. That is obviously a fear of the commission, not a fear, but a concern, because it's not just the look and style, but there's all the tangential impacts of that type of development, traffic and infrastructure and just more people in a tighter area creates other issues that, are not obviously present now in the way that we currently are planned out.
Is there another aspect to this besides the plan itself, but also if it becomes a law or a bill in Connecticut that gets passed, is this then a mandate on Greenwich to do something here? Is that another concern?
Well, it was in prior iterations. This year's version of it is that towns would be able to opt out, but those towns who opt out would just be ineligible for certain state funding related to infrastructure. So that was another consternation point because, as everyone's aware, Greenwich gets pennies on the dollar that they send up to Hartford, and to be excluded from any funding that comes out of the state capital, it's obviously not, it's not a pleasurable discussion because, we don't get a lot to begin with. And so, half of nothing, that kind of concept. So,
all right. All right, let's move on. There's lots to talk about. What was next on the agenda then?
Next was a settlement discussion regarding Greenwich Communities versus the Planning Zoning Commission. This is the elderly housing development that was approved at Mincy Drive in Byram, the western section of town. The commission and Greenwich Communities have reached an agreement on what would be acceptable going forward. This sounds self-serving, but really the Greenwich Communities was able to work with the conditions that the commission put forth. So the stipulation is a little bit different than others that may have been seen in the past where we've made concessions and worked on, we've really negotiated out. Really, Greenwich Communities came to the table with an open mind and understanding and listen to what the commission wanted out of the project, and they did their best to accomplish that. So the first and foremost was not the intention of the commission decision was not to reduce any units in the development, of which this project doesn't do. So there's still the same number, I believe it's 52, as there were in the original approval. There's just some changes to the architecture and the roof line that make the building a little more compatible with just the projects that are already in existence on Vinci Drive in that part of town.
So, that was approved then?
The stipulation, we agreed to the stip. It's going to go back to court. The stipulation is a little funny. We, even if both parties agree, you still need the judge to say okay. So we're going back to that in the next couple weeks. And that will be the end of it, hopefully. Typically, there's not a lot of reasons why a agreement by both parties is not accepted, but it still has to be done. So.
Okay, great. Moving on.
We had a another discussion item regarding historic designation. The state statutes and therefore our charter, which we've adopted, has a historic local historic district and local historic properties ordinance. This is the property ordinance, and there are about four or five in town already. What it does is it gives extra protection and signifies that these buildings or properties are historic, as criteria in the state statutes would indicate. This property at One Cary Road is the Samuel Ferris House. It's several centuries old. It is a wood-framed cape-style house. Right on the border of the river in Riverside. And it obviously is historical just by its age. It's been kept well. There is a special interest group that purchased the property and is going to designate it with the state. And then that will, again, provide protections for the house in perpetuity.
Okay, so that was approved then?
So it's not an approval that the commission can grant. It's one that the historic properties authority, which is the HDC in Greenwich, has to put forth, but they need input from the Planning and Zoning Commission, so that's what this was. So we provided a positive comment to the project.
Okay.
Next, Otter Boulder 204 Otter Rock Drive was postponed. Arnold's Food, which is lovely known as the Bimbo Bakery property on Hamilton Ave. They were coming in to modify some of the conditions regarding a approval we granted last year for a full backup generator. There were some conditions in there that were not compatible with the type of generator that they were going to put in, and they wanted to make sure that the commission understood that and that they wanted to get that condition modified. And the commission accepted that. So there were some things about monitoring and testing on the site, and certain installers weren't able to do that, but they found one, and so we're able to get it certified as the commission wanted. So it's a little bit of a one-off kind of application.
Okay. Next up.
The Greenwich Train Station redevelopment, the applicant had revised a number of items that the commission had asked for regarding pedestrian safety improvements and bike racks, the hours of operation of the train station. For those of you who commute, know that the train station locks somewhat relatively early on weeknights and weekends. The applicant is agreeing to open that up to much later in the day and earlier in the morning so that this train station will function as such for more hours during the day. The commission did not vote on it last night, but they did close the application. So their intention is to vote at the next meeting. They just wanted to have time to compile their motion and conditions of approval so that they have a complete list so that when they vote on it at the next meeting. Next item is 420 Field Point, which is the Homestead Inn redevelopment project that was postponed. Then Tyler Mitchell, which is at 45 Burying Hill. This is a new pool house and pool on a property that is in the on a scenic road in backcountry Greenwich. The commission and the applicant are just working to address issues of aesthetics and the historic nature of the property and the scenic road. The commission once again asked for some consideration regarding the look from the street and screening and just the sighting of the building as it relates to views of Topping Pond, which is on this property as well. The applicant is going to address and come back at the next meeting, so that was not decided. Number seven was the electric vehicle regulations. This was born out of a state statute requiring infrastructure for electric vehicles for certain projects of commercial, multifamily, and school projects. The commission tweaked that language a little bit to require that also for municipal buildings and private schools, and also require that EV stations actually be installed in most instances and not just the infrastructure. We presented this last month, but there were some errors in the language and the context that we needed to address, so we're back with the corrections, and the commission approved that last night. Last application is the mill owner's property. That is the 6 and 10 Glenville Street, the mill in Glenville. This is a project next to the mansion house, as people know it, on the corner of Glenville Street. The project is looking to build a 16-unit housing development next to that building in that lawn area that everyone's aware of on the corner. This is the pre-application process, so this is before any site plan applications are presented. And the commission got a look at just the concept of what the applicant is considering, gave them some guidance going forward, and the applicant will probably be going to the Historic District Commission because it's in a historic overlay, as well as coming back to the commission shortly.
All right, great. Sounds good. Okay, and then, Pat, when's the next meeting and anything on the agenda that you know of?
Yeah, so next meeting will be the 7th of March, and the big items we have on that is 177 Hamilton Ave, 15 grand, which is an 830G project that we've heard before. We'll be coming back for discussion. They're actually proposing a text amendment for the zone that it's in to allow for some decreased setbacks in corner lot situations. I know that sounds a little boring, but it's important to this project because they want to put a retail use on the first floor, and the footprint of the building is such that it doesn't work. So the applicant would like to at least have the opportunity to possibly put retail on the first floor, and this text amendment may help them to do that. The other item that is new and forthcoming will be at Railroad Ave. It is the former lay-down area for the utility company next to, I think it was China White, I think it's Taste of India now, and they're proposing a housing development there, mixed-use housing development. It's been discussed a number of times in pre-apps and other formats, but this is the latest site plan application that we're going to discuss.
All right, fantastic. Great stuff. Thanks for your time, Pat, this morning. Good meeting last night, and appreciate your calling in this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
You too.